So what if I get caught? That's the question I ask myself. I was standing on the deck in my little summer dress and enjoying the view. And in this case, the view is you. I had been working way too much. My social life was virtually non-existent. My recent dates had all been duds. Just a series of guys who'd probably never broken a sweat in their life. I'd seen you around, of course, although we'd never had a conversation. I'd also seen you checking me out after we passed on the sidewalk, admiring this fit body. I don't mind, of course. Every woman has had the same fantasy. You know, the one about the hot neighbor who was always working in his yard or garage. More than once, I'd considered asking you to come and unclog my sink. Metaphorically speaking, that is. It's obvious that you're good with your hands. You were working in the yard that day. I had a great view from my second floor vantage point. Your shirt was drenched in sweat. Your skin looked hot in the summer sun. And it wasn't the only thing feeling hot. I leaned on the railing and stretched. Every muscle in my body tingled. My work was really getting in the way of my sex life. God, I imagined your waist between my thighs. I wonder what your cock looked like. You always seem so self-assured. I imagined you rubbing the swollen tip up and down my slit. We were the only two outside. Every other backyard was empty. Everyone else was at work or inside trying to avoid the heat. I can imagine us fucking on my deck in the middle of the day. Or maybe late at night. The chance that we would be caught made me wet. You glanced up at the balcony while I was thinking of all of these possibilities. You smiled. I felt like you could read my mind. I could see your skin glistening with sweat. My panties? Oh, they were getting just as damp. I needed to touch my pussy. I wanted you to work up a sweat inside of me. You looked up at me again, and I thought I might melt. God, I wanted you. If you'd called to me at that moment, I would have been all yours. You turned back around, and I admired your back. I wanted to take your shirt off so bad. I wanted to praise your body. I wanted to be your submissive little slut. You looked at me again. You must have known I was staring. I wondered if you knew why. Oh, my pussy was on fire. My panties were drenched. My heart was racing. I lowered my hand between my thighs and applied pressure. I stepped back from the rail and leaned against the wall. I was mostly out of view, but I lifted my sundress. I needed to touch myself. I held it in a ball at my waist and felt the wet fabric of my silky panties. They were so wet. I stepped back to the rail to make sure you hadn't seen me. You were focused on your work. Your back was still to me. My dress was still balled in one hand, and I slipped the other inside my panties. My sweet pussy lips were so swollen. My little cunt was slick with moisture. I could feel the heat coming off of it. Oh, I was throbbing. I spread my legs wider and rubbed my slit while I watched you work. You looked my way again. I froze. I knew the railing covered me from the waist down. Still, I wondered if you knew from the position of my arms. I could smell my own sex. I wanted you to smell me too. Your stare lingered. You must have suspected something. But you turned away again. Maybe because you didn't want me to stop. I cupped my tits. Oh, how I wanted your hands on me instead. I thought about the way you always stared at me discreetly. I wasn't wearing a bra that day. I rubbed my nipples through the smooth fabric of my sundress. They quickly got hard. I wanted you to come suck on them. I wanted you to know that my tits were yours to use. I whimpered softly. I knew it was too quiet for you to hear. At least I hoped it was. I stopped rubbing my nipples and went back to my panties. I pushed them to the side to expose my pussy to the hot summer air. I pressed on my clit with the heel of my palm and plunged two fingers into my tight little cunt. I cried out. I was sure that you would turn and look, but you didn't. My pussy was so slippery, so wet. Staring at your back like some desperate slut, I fucked my pussy. I felt helpless and dirty, but I couldn't stop. I struggled to keep quiet. I whimpered loud enough that I was sure you'd turn around. You had to know what was happening. I was certain you were deliberately not turning around, just so I would keep going. I imagined your dick getting hard in your shorts. I imagined you touching and rubbing it in your yard while you listened to my fingers and my cunt. I wanted your dick in my hand. I wanted you in my mouth. I wanted you in my pussy. I wanted you in my ass. You could have used me any way you wanted. I was confident you would know what's best for me. My pussy clenched around my fingers. God, I needed to come. I stepped back from the railing. I slipped the straps of my sundress down, and it fell onto the deck. The summer breeze felt amazing on my hard nipples. I wondered if you'd like my tits, if you'd like to come on them, or maybe on my pretty face. I squeezed my sensitive nipples. I twisted and teased them, yelping with the pain. Still, I kept twisting them. I wanted to punish myself. I wanted you to come punish me. I wanted to be your naughty slut. I plunged my free hand into my panties again. I leaned against the wall and finger fucked myself. Oh, I got loud. I tried not to, but I couldn't help myself. I moaned and I squealed. I sounded like I was getting fucked. I wondered if you were looking. You wouldn't be able to see me unless you moved farther away. Even then, I would be hidden in the shadows. You'd know what I was doing, though, but you wouldn't get a good view. I didn't care if you tried to watch. I wanted you to watch. I used my thumb on my sensitive little clit. My two middle fingers slid in and out of my pussy. I fucked myself harder and faster. I needed something bigger, but I wasn't about to stop to find a toy. I imagined your dick would be a perfect fit. Maybe even a little too big for my tight little pussy. I wanted you to stretch me out. I went faster. I went harder. I went deeper. My pussy was so spread open. I gasped and inhaled and moaned, but I didn't stop. I felt a flash of anger. Why the fuck weren't you banging down my door? You had to know what I was doing. How could you resist me? I felt angry and aroused. I was on fire. My pussy pulsed. I bit my lip. And then it washed over me. The big orgasm made me quiver and squeal. I got weak in the knees. I almost collapsed. My legs quivered. Humiliated, but happy. I picked up my dress and I slipped it back on. I went to the rail. I had to know where you were. And if you were looking. You hadn't moved much, but you were looking in my direction. Our eyes met. He smiled. But you always smiled when you saw me. You were always polite. Did you know? You turned your back to me and went back to work. I stood there puzzled. I wanted to understand your expression and your actions. But that wasn't an option. Not at the moment. And so I turned and walked back inside. I got out of my dress and my panties, got my favorite toy, and went to the shower, hoping that you'd show up at my door to confront me about what you had just witnessed.